You're listening to the Stateside Connection with Kula on 919, broadcasting live from Texas. My morning, your afternoon with Dua Lipa, their training season. Speaking of which, we know that the Olympic Games are underway in Paris. Here in Texas, we are preparing for the FIFA World Cup. We'll be hosting several of the games in 2026. So to tell us more about that is our featured guest for the week, Carlo Capua, who is the Chief of Strategy and Innovation for the City of Fort Worth.
Kula on 919.
Well, let's talk about the city of Fort Worth now, Carlo. And we've met before in personal and professional circles. You are such a passionate ambassador for the city. And I think your role working within the city as the Chief of Strategy and Innovation is the perfect fit for you. We have the FIFA World Cup 2026. Coming to DFW, I know there was a little bit of controversy a few months ago because the city of Arlington is hosting 9 of the games, but not the final. However, it is still a massive feat for DFW itself. What will bringing the FIFA World Cup to the DFW Metroplex mean for the city of Fort Worth?
Well, this is so exciting. You know, Fort Worth, Arlington, and Dallas are all one area. We're all really close to one another. So we're all working together on this. And, you know, Arlington, Dallas is the official host city, and the games are played in Arlington, where our football, professional American football team, the Dallas Cowboys, play. And it is really a big win. Of course, we were hoping to have the final match because that's like a once-in-a-lifetime thing. But if we're going to lose to anybody, I don't mind losing to New York. They're the media capital and the financial capital of the world. But we have more games than any other city in of the ones in Canada, the U.S., and Mexico. There are 16 host cities. We have 9 games, which is a big deal. And it will really have a chance to highlight. You know, our region is the fastest growing in the nation, and it's predicted that by the year 2100, when you look at the top metropolitan areas in the U.S., number one, it's not going to be New York or L.A. or Chicago. It'll actually be Dallas-Fort Worth, the way that the rate in which we are growing. And our international footprint continues to expand, and it's really exciting to have the world coming to our backyard here in just a couple years.
What do you think is driving the growth in DFW?
There are a lot of reasons why people are coming here. I think first and foremost, it's pretty cheap. It's less expensive. Land is cheap. Energy is cheap. You have a great quality of life. We have a lot of folks moving from the West Coast, moving from especially California. California is a great place. Don't get me wrong. It's just expensive. Mm-hmm. So I think people realize they can get 4 times or 5 times the house for the same price in Fort Worth or in Texas than they can often in California, because it just costs so much to live there. Plus, we don't have any state income tax, which is really a benefit. But, you know, the DFW airport, many of your listeners have probably traveled through if they've been to the U.S. We are the second busiest airport in the world since COVID. And, you know, the economy is, I think if Texas were a country, it would have I think it's the 8th largest economy in the world. Hmm. So job growth, the ability to come and start a business, and people are just super friendly. They remind me a lot of the people that I met when I was in Joburg and Mbabane. So friendly, so welcoming, and so warm.
Absolutely. That's one of the things that a lot of people ask me about life in Texas. And I'll say people are incredibly friendly. And, you know, when it comes to moving internationally, settling in a new place where you may not necessarily have a lot of family around, the people of Texas opened their hearts and their arms to us and really did help us to feel welcome, which is amazing because you don't get a lot of places that are like that.
Well, I remember meeting you and your husband for the first time maybe 6 or 7 years ago. And yeah, I mean, that was the first thing you told. And that's the first thing that many international people tell me when they come, not just to visit, but to live here. They are shocked by how open and warm and friendly people are, which that doesn't always get a lot of media attention when you look at sometimes the U.S. or sometimes Texas. But once you get here and you get past a lot of the hype or the headlines, you really find out that people here aren't all that different than people in other places. They're just really warm-hearted.
Carlo, are you able to share with us, besides the FIFA World Cup, any projects that you'll be working on to bring Fort Worth to the rest of the world? Are there any other exciting things that you're able to discuss with us?
Sure. Well, I'll tell you about one we did a couple of years ago and then one we're looking at doing. A couple of years ago, as part of my role as innovation and strategy chief here in Fort Worth, I'm always trying to kind of peek around the corner and see what's coming in the next 10, 20, or 30 years. And when Bitcoin and crypto, the craze started a few years ago, we decided that we wanted to learn hands-on. So we became the first city government in the country to mine Bitcoin as a city government. We have one little Bitcoin mining machine. We're learning about how it works. It's we got it donated. It doesn't cost the taxpayers anything. And so we're learning that the future of digital assets is changing dramatically. I don't know if you remember, you know, when I was a kid, I remember when I needed cash, my mom had to get in the car and drive me to the bank and go to a bank teller and fill out a form and make a withdrawal. And then, you know, in the 1980s, or 1970s, we saw the ATM. So you didn't have to go to the bank. You could just go to the nearest ATM. And then in the 1990s, you saw online banking. So you didn't have to leave your house. You could just, you know, move money around and pay bills from the comfort of your own home. And now what do we have? We have apps like Apple Pay and Zelle and Venmo, where you could just do it from your phone. And I think, you know, it's not necessarily anything too crazy different, this next generation, these digital assets, but it's important that we know kind of what's happening, because I think that's where the future is. Do I think it'll ever replace hard currency or the dollar? Probably not in our lifetime. Another really cool program that we're working on is using AI, using artificial intelligence in our city government to do simple tasks like write job descriptions or create forms, something that would take the average worker a lot of time. So you can reallocate that time and be a little more efficient. And then also in processing permits, we're looking at how can we have AI help us look and see if drawings match our code and match our regulations, just because when someone is trying to build a garage or an addition to their house or start a business, we can utilize AI to help speed that up a bit faster to save time and eventually save our residents and taxpayers money.
Yeah, absolutely. That's fascinating. Well, Carlo, I've got one more question for you, and that'll wrap up our interview. What are some of your personal favorite places, things to do in Fort Worth?
My favorite place in Fort Worth is the Stockyards. Imagine if you've seen an old John Wayne movie or a Wild West or cowboy movie. Imagine that. Take that mental picture, and we have a place in Fort Worth that is actually it's not just like a recreation, but it is actually a working area, part of Fort Worth, that is a tribute to the Old West. And the cowboys there are not paid actors. They're actual cowboys. Mm-hmm. And that really pays tribute to the how Fort Worth was founded. It was founded because we were a major meat packing company, and we had 6 million longhorn, you know, those cows with the really long horns. Mm-hmm. 6 million of those just roamed free in the Fort Worth area. And this was right after our country's Civil War, when the economy was, you know, the economy was all but decimated. But they had all these longhorns, and so that became a major industry. And so if you ever come to Fort Worth, definitely go see the Stockyards. We have one of the top zoos in the country and in the world. We just actually opened up an African safari area in our zoo, which is huge. We have lions. I don't think we have all of the big five, but we have got maybe three of them. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, if you're interested in culture, we have some of the top. We have a modern art museum. We have a European art museum. And there's a lot of things for I think, singles, for couples, and for families to do here.
Fantastic. Well, Carlo Capua, the Chief of Strategy and Innovation for the City of Fort Worth, as well as the National Chair of Sister Cities International, thank you so much for joining us on 919.
Gia Bonga Kula, always a pleasure.
She's got style, she's got style, she's got
9-1-1-9. Because feeling good is always in style. In style.